Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi nehmaduhu ve nesta'inuhu ve nestağfiruhu ve nu'minu bihi ve netevekkelu aleyh. Ve na'udhu billahi min şururi enfusina ve min seyyiati a'malina. Men yehdihillahu fela mudille leh ve men yudlil fela hadiye leh. Ve neşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve neşhedü enne seyyidena ve nebiyyena ve mevlana Muhammeden abduhu ve rasuluhu sallallahu teala aleyhi ve ala alihi ve ashabihi ve baraka ve selleme teslimen kethiren kethira. Amma ba'd, fakat kala Allahu teala fil Kur'anil Mecid vel Furkanil Hamid. Ba'd, a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Vellezine cahedu fina lenehdiyennehum subulena ve innallaha lema'al muhsinin. وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين محترم بھائیو دوستو بزرگو چلا کچھ بات پہلے اردو میں کر لیں گے پھر اس کے بعد انگلش میں اللہ نے اگر توفیق عطا فرمائی تو کر لیں گے بہرحال ہم رجب کے مہینے میں گزر رہے ابھی آج تقریباً دوسری رجب ہے اور اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب رجب کا چاند دیکھتے تھے تو ایک دعا فرماتے تھے کہ اللہ برکت عطا فرما رجب اور شعبان میں یعنی ہماری زندگی میں برکت عطا فرما یعنی ہماری زندگی کو تھوڑا زیادہ فرما اور اس کے بعد وہ بلگنا رمضان یعنی ہمیں رمضان الکریم تک پہنچا دے تو یہ ہماری بھی دعا ہونی چاہیے اس لیے کہ اور اس میں یہ بات بھی ہے کہ رمضان کے ابھی تقریباً 9 اسلامی مہینے باقی ہیں یعنی 2 سے بھی کم اس لیے کہ ہم رجب میں شروع ہو گئے ہیں تو اس میں یہ ہے کہ 2-3 چیزیں عرض کرنی ہے رجب کے بارے میں اس لیے کہ ہم نے پہلے بھی بہت سارے بیان کیے رجب کے بارے میں رجب ایک اشہر الحرم ہے یعنی 4 مہینے ایسے ہیں جو زیادہ حرمت والے ہیں یعنی عظیم ہیں 3 اکٹھے ہوتے ہیں 3 اکٹھے آتے ہیں اور رجب جو ہے وہ خاص اکیلا ہوتا ہے تو بہرحال جو 3 جو اکٹھے آتے ہیں ان کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ یہ حج کے ایام میں ہے جب عرب قبائل لڑتی تھی تو اس اشہر الحرم کے وہ خاص عظمت کرتے تھے تو اس کی بنا پر جب حج کا موقع آیا لڑائی بھی ختم ہمارے یہاں بھی ہوتا ہے کہ 2 خاندان میں لڑائی ہوئی لیکن اگر ایک بڑے کی وفات ہو گئی تو جو دوسرے خاندان والے جو بات بھی نہیں کرتے وہ کم از کم یہ ہوتا یہ بھی کبھی کبھار نہیں ہوتا ہے کہ ان کو جانتے ہیں رشتہ داری ہے تو وہ جنازے میں چلے جاتے ہیں اور اس دن لڑائی نہیں ہوتی ہے اس دن غم کا موقع ہے تو بہرحال تو یہ عرب میں ایک تھا ایک چیز اس کے بعد رجب جو درمیان میں ہے رجب کا اس موقع پر یہ تھا کہ رجب درمیان میں ہے اور قبائل عمرہ کے لیے آتی تھی تاکہ امن ہو اس مہینے میں اس لیے کہ رجب یعنی ایک اشہر الحرم ہے اور یہ جو اشہر الحرم ہے یہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے زمانے سے نہیں ہے بلکہ اس سے پہلے کے زمانے سے ہے اور بلکہ کچھ لوگ تو فرماتے ہیں کہ ابراہیم علیہ السلام کے زمانے سے شروع ہوا تھا بہرحال اللہ زیادہ جاننے والے ہیں لیکن اس میں ایک دو اور بھی چیز ہے ویسے جلدی جلدی ہم کر لیتے ہیں کہ رجب کے بہرحال دوسرے نام بھی ہے اس کے معنی بھی ہے پھر تیسری چیز جو تھی کہ ہمارے یہاں ایک یعنی رجب میں ہم معراج شریف کو یعنی اس کے ہم قائل ہوتے ہیں کہ یہ رجب میں ہوا بہرحال اس میں بہت اختلاف ہے کہ کون سے مہینے میں ہوا ابن حجر العسقلانی رحمت اللہ علیہ جو بڑے محدث میں شمار ہوتے ہیں، شافعی محدث سے بڑے محدث ہیں، یعنی امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ کی کتاب کی شرح کرنے والے ابن حجر العسقلانی، بہت سارے شرح کرنے والے ہیں لیکن ایک ممتاز شرح، حالانکہ لوگوں نے کہا کہ اس کے بعد ضرورت ہی نہیں، اتنی ممتاز شرح فتح الباری، تو اس میں وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ تقریباً 10 سے 15 اقوال فرماتے ہیں، 10 تقریباً اقوال کہتے ہیں کہ معراج اس 10 یعنی وقت میں ہوا ہوگا، اس لیے کہ اس سے پہلے وقت کی متعین کرنا نہ وہ عرب کا رواج تھا، کیلنڈر تھا ہی نہیں، اس لیے کہ آپ سوچ لو کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پیدائش وہ کیا فرماتے، عرب فرماتے کہ یہ عام الفیل میں ہوا، جس سال وہ ہاتھی آئے تھے ابرہا کے لشکر، اس سال نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پیدائش ہوئی، ہمارے یہاں بھی یعنی ہمارے یہاں تو کیلنڈر ہے لیکن کس سال یہ ہوا، تو جس کو یعنی جو ان پڑھ ہے جو کچھ بھی نہیں پتا کہ کرونا کے سال ہوا، یعنی جس سال ہم سب بیٹھے ہوئے تھے، یعنی بڑی چیز ہوئی، تو بہرحال امام زرقانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ جو بھی بڑے محدث میں شمار ہوتے ہیں وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ شاید ربیع الاول میں ہوگا، شاید ربیع الاخر میں ہوگا، رجب میں، رمضان میں یا شوال میں، تو بہت سارے یعنی اس میں متعین کرنے کے وقت ہے، ہاں اس حال میں ہم بیٹھ سکتے ہیں اور یعنی تذکرہ کر سکتے ہیں کہ اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی یاد ہو، اس میں کوئی مذائقہ نہیں ہے، لیکن کسی چیز کو متعین کرنا جب متعین نہیں ہے اور بڑوں نے متعین نہیں کیا یعنی سلف صالحین اور صحابہ رضوان تعالیٰ علیہ مجمعین، تو اس میں پھر یعنی بہت زیادہ پرابلم آ جاتے ہیں، کیوں آپ نے آج متعین کر دیا، کل بچوں نے کیا کس کو، یعنی زیادہ متعین کرتے کرتے پتہ نہیں کہاں چلا جاتا ہے، تو ایک چیز یاد رکھنے کی ہے، اور اس میں یہ ہے کہ بے شک جسے میں کہا اگر متعین ایک دن مسجدوں میں کر بھی دے کہ اس دن ہم یعنی معراج کے واقعے کے بارے میں بیان ہوگا تاکہ لوگوں کو معلوم ہو، اس کوئی مذائقہ نہیں ہے، لیکن متعین کرنا کہ اسی دن ہو سکتا ہے یہ پرابلم ہو جاتا ہے کہ اسی دن یعنی آپ نے اس کو پھر خاص متعین کر دیا اسلام میں، تو یہ اس میں حرج ہو جاتا ہے، بہرحال I will change it to English now انشاءاللہ. Allah عز و جل relates and I've said a few aspects on Rajab, the ones that don't know Urdu, you can ask the ones that do know Urdu later on انشاءاللہ. Allah عز و جل relates in the Quran وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah says that as for those who strive hard for us, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, we will surely guide them to our paths. Now, in the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, this word mujahada gets used a lot. And here, a simple aspect is that a person that makes an effort to do something, and he, especially in this verse, the Mufassirun rahimahullah relate, when a person is fighting their carnal desires. Now very interestingly, Allah Azza wa Jalla here uses the word jahadu, and this is from a verb which is babi mufa'ala, meaning, now one thing is we say, we could have said in simple terms, daraba zaydun, the zayd hit. Right, daraba zaydun amran. It's a simple one that is always used. Zayd hit Amr. Amr hit back? We don't know. Probably cases maybe, right? But we don't know. So it's from one side. Right? One side. Now, when it comes to Babi Mufa'ala, something is happening from within two sides. So if I take Dharaba to another verb, and it's the beauty of it, then I would say, I don't even have to bring who's being hit to extent. But what it makes the person listening know that they both were hitting each other. Meaning that they both were doing something. In the very same way, Allah Azza wa Jalla is relating, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, that whoever strives hard for us. What he means here is, When we are trying to seek the pleasure of Allah, we have some things that we have to fight. And there's obviously shaitan, but there's something much more deadlier to an extent. And that is our desires. That is a society we live in where we are told by ourselves, Fajr time, let's sleep. Now, even if you get up for Fajr, usually the case is, you have fought your desires, you have fought yourself to get up. You know, everyone's doing it, so maybe I should do it also. You know, something happens, whatever case may be. You can put it into your own analogies and your own examples. That your desires have to be fought. So when we strive in the path of Allah, it is not just like the case, if I pray my 5 salah, if I fast in the month of Ramadan, if I recite Quran, yes, that will help you in your strive. But that doesn't mean that you won't have to, you know, you won't have this battle within yourself. This battle within ourselves, where we have to strive for the sake of Allah, is always happening. And this is why in a very famous, aspect, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, it is related by his son actually. They say that when my father, the great Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and as we said last week, Imam Ahlul Sunnah, this is what they classify Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. You know, he went through immense aspects just so people could understand that the Quran is divine and is from Allah. And that's another story of another day. But what were you trying to say? So he said that when my father was about to go from this world, depart, he says that I was next to him, obviously as the son, and he's saying something like, no, not yet. No, not yet. And he said this about 2-3 times. So when he's gone into an unconscious state, then back to a conscious state. You know, he's about to pass away, but it's the unconscious state, conscious state. So when he came into a conscious state the third time, his son said that I asked my father that, why are you saying this? So he says, oh my beloved son, the shaitan came to me, and these are the last aspects of life, as we say. And he said, Ahmed, you have got away from me. I could not infiltrate you. You have got away from me. So he said, I said to him, not yet. I am still breathing my last. I am still fighting within this aspect. And this is why, and we relate this, you know, people have different tests. And usually the case is, Allama Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi, he relates, something that comes into my mind, I just remember, that people will be tested to their ability. So if it's someone that is a very, is educationally aspect and is enthusiastic about education, you will find the shaitan will come to him within this aspect. Somebody is, you know, in the aspect of wealth, they are so driven by wealth, you will find the shaitan will come to him in this aspect. Whatever we are driven by, shaitan comes within that aspect. And this is why, and there is a famous story of, and we have related this before, of Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala. Now Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah wrote a great tafsir book, and he has a lot of ilmul kalam, a lot of logic and rationality within his tafsir. And it relates by his sheikh that when he was on his last breaths and shaitan came to him and he said to him, O Fakhruddin, give me a rationality that Allah is present. A rational answer. There's obviously many rational answers. This day and age, alhamdulillah, the books have been flooded in the market. Allah send mercy and give beneficial knowledge to those that have written these books. But he relates, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah is giving one answer. Shaitan is giving an answer back. Because shaitan is a scholar also in himself. He's giving an answer, he's getting an answer back. So the Shaykh relates, he gave 99 answers and shaitan broke all of them. And then he relates that I was doing wudu. The Shaykh is saying I was doing wudu. And it's a lesson for us. And then he states that whilst I was doing wudu, this picture of this was happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this vision within me. And before I even saw the whole thing, I said to him, O Fakhruddin, tell him you believe in Allah without any evidences. You believe in Allah with the ghaib, with the unseen. And he says that when he said this, he passed away, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But the purpose of this is that we are battling within ourselves through our whole life. And this struggle goes both ways. Whether you become a scholar, whether you become a businessman, whether you become the most intellectual person standing on earth, whether you become a billionaire, this problem and this kashmakash, as we say in Urdu, this aspect of battling within our carnal desires and shaitan is always happening. And this is why Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullah relates a tradition where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates, Al-Mujahidu man jahada nafsah. That the mujahid is one that is able to strive against his nafs. And this is why asal, striving in the path of Allah. And the muhaddith rahimahullah relate this, that the asal aspect is to know to make tawbah once you have sinned. That once you have sinned, and everyone will sin, we all will fall, but to make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that tawbah is a sincere tawbah. And this is why it is, you know, so important, and I was just saying this on Tuesday, to have somebody, you know, in every field we have a guide, or we have a mentor, shall we just say, in simple terms. It is so important to have one of this in our deen. To know sometimes what we're doing, is it disastrous? Will it cause us problems in the near future? I am doing such and such, will this be a problem for me? And this is why whilst we are doing tawbah, number one is that I have sinned, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, I know you are my Lord. And as my Sheikh, as a Sheikh says, you know, when our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people have different types of relationship with Allah. And I finish off with this, and we'll carry on this next week, inshallah. People have different relationships. One is that relationship, as we say, fear of Allah. Right. So a person fears Allah. So he knows, if I do this, I will go to Jahannam. Right. Which is okay, alhamdulillah. It's not a bad thing to have. Fear of Allah. But fear of Allah will only allow you to do the bare minimum. You won't do any more than the minimum. One is to have love of Allah. Love of Allah Azza wa Jal will allow you to do the highest aspects. And yes, when you do something wrong, and this is why we shouldn't fear Allah, we should have awe of Allah, khashiyah, awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, just like a loving father, mother, or a teacher, somebody tells you you've done something wrong, or do something wrong with me. You're about to do it, then you say to yourself, I don't want to do it, because I will disappoint my father, or I will disappoint my teacher, or I will disappoint my mother, whatever the case may be. That doesn't mean you have fear, like you hate, you know, they're going to chuck you into something. It means you love them and you don't want to hurt them. This is what it means. In our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to try to bring the love of Allah. It's not just that, you know, this is the aspect that if I do this wrong, I will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. No. Allah is merciful, without a shadow of doubt. But learn to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Azza wa Jal relates in the Quran, whoever has khashiyah, awe of Allah, awe also means love of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal relates that we will give him a great ajr. And here Mufassir, I finish up, Mufassir rahimahullah relate, a great ajr here also is telling us that in this world, Allah comes and helps him in the times of his need. Yes, he will have to go through patience, but Allah will also help. And when a person has love of Allah, you will find, and this is why the tasawwuf aspect comes in. The Sufis here relate that a person only knows how to live in this world, or he's actually living in this world, when he has the love of Allah. You know, one is, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ, that the person, the example of the person that remembers Allah, and an example of the person that forgets, doesn't remember Allah. It is like مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ, it is like the person that is alive and dead. Now, for the normal person that doesn't understand aspects of this, he will say, what the hell does that mean? Well, what he's trying to say is, when you have the love of Allah inside your heart, you will feel alive. That's what he means. You will be independent. You will have a connection with Allah. And you will not be bogged down for the problems and the aspects of this world. Something happens, alhamdulillah. Something happens here, something, you know, something disastrous can happen. You say, no problem. It is from Allah, alhamdulillah. It will come and it will go. And as we said a few weeks ago, after patience comes ease also. So hence, mujahada, as we said, is we need to strive in the path of Allah. Strive against our desires, number one. And as we said, this happens both ways. Desires will say one thing, and Allah's commands say one thing. It happens both ways. And we have to learn to strive. And we do that by, you know, the ulama say literally two, three things. And very quickly, one is the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do the dhikr of Allah. And part of dhikr of Allah is also Qur'an. Recite Qur'an abundantly. And number two is sit with the mashayikh, meaning people that are close to Allah. One is getting ilm and one is getting spirituality. You need both of them. They have to go hand in hand. And that is very, very important also. And last but not least, ilm also will get you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us ability to understand and to amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله Allahu Akbar La